Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, and we go to our Odyssey NFL insider, Michael Irvin, right now, brought to you by Driveway.com. Michael, it's great to have you on the program. Obviously, big news, the biggest news here in Houston over the last 24 hours. What was your reaction when you saw the firing of David Culley yesterday afternoon?
Now, without knowing anything, any reason and what happened, any behind the scenes and on all of those things, I thought shame on the Texans for bringing that man in, putting him through what they put him through, and for whatever reason, not allowing him to have at least one more year. That wasn't right. You know what I mean? Because it was a hard situation to come in on. And a guy that, and I think about from the coach's perspective, been waiting all his life to get an opportunity as a head coach. You give him that opportunity under some serious circumstances, some hard circumstances, and then you don't give him that second year. You got, I mean, that's just, now I heard later that it was all about, you know, I guess he didn't want to make some changes on his offense or his offensive staff, and certainly if you're last in the league, you shouldn't be so rigid on change, but still, I wish they could have come with something and said, okay, you at least deserve another year after at least dealing with what all we put you through last year. That's just my thought, but you know.
Yeah, well, Michael, let me just play counterpoint here, because I mean, we, you know, obviously watched every snap of Texans football, and I know you watch plenty of football around the league. There wasn't,
right.
I guess the feeling is there wasn't anything that David Culley was particularly good at, and he had some really, really
right.
big blunders game management-wise. I guess
right.
if there's nothing being brought to the table, does he still deserve it?
I understand all of that.
Yep.
You know, let's be real here. Let's be real. This is the first year head coach. So to act as if he's not going to have some issues adjusting, and certainly you guys know more than anything, because as you say, you watch every single snap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the reality. He's going to have some growing pains and some growing issues. I'm just saying, for what they ran him out there in front of, the storm that brewed over the Houston Texans, and put his face on that and did all of this through him, I could have seen, let me see how much growth. Because everything else, your greatest growth is from first to second year. Just because of that, you earned it. I'll see if you make all of the growth to the place where you think and everybody else think he should be. But because of that, you have earned at least a chance to show us.
You know,
if you
Michael,
want to get rid of 8 games into the season next year, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand 10 games in the season, this is really ain't going to work. Yeah, okay. But right here, right now, come on, dog. Come on now. That's just a hard thing. But, yeah.
Well, that's Michael. I think a lot of the talk around here has been, okay, did they expect David Culley to be the long-term solution, or was he – either a bridge coach, or was he kind of like a wait and see? Well, we'll hire him because last year, remember in January, Deshaun had requested the trade at that point. They had just hired Casario. There was all kinds of controversy over Jack Easterby. It didn't seem like a very appetizing spot for a lot of coaches. So if, like, let's say hypothetically the Texans hired David Culley with the thought that maybe it works out, but we really have our eye on these other guys and that maybe now in January of 2022, those other guys are more willing to come here. Would you look at the Texans right now compared to January of last year and say they're better, worse, or maybe the same in terms of like being an appetizing spot for a coach?
Boy, that's a great question, man. That's a great question. You know, but to even answer that question, you have to have some sit down with the people that are around them. You know, from the outside looking in, you still haven't found your quarterback. You're still not, you know, of course, the situation with Deshaun Watson is what it is, and he'll never play for Texas again. So you're still looking for a quarterback, but there are only 32 teams. So trust me, all of them are appetizing. Some are more than others, but all of them are appetizing, are appealing because there's only 32 of them. So the Houston Texans job, this is a great job. It's a good job. It's a head coaching job. I'm just saying it's going to take time. Now, I don't care who you guys are going to get right now in this cycle of coaches. Do you really believe you're winning next year? That's all I'm saying. Now, I understand we got to go out here. We got to try to put a team together and everything and all of this, you know, and go find our future and start working towards our future, all of that. I'm just saying this is going to be a process, not an event. You do understand that, right? This is going to be a process. It will not be an event.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Michael, it's funny because – and you said this, you know, we're here locally, and I'm not just talking about Sean and me. I think the Texans fans in general, it's a unique situation where very, very few people locally blame David Culley for the current situation with the Texans. Very few people think that any coach could have come in here this year and actually won games.
Right.
It's just that there are certain things that Culley did along the way where you could see, okay, I don't think that this is the guy for the future either. So I think people understand that whoever they hire this year probably isn't going to make the playoffs, but that maybe they're thinking that they've got somebody that is going to be capable of engineering the turnaround or being a part of the turnaround.
And I can dig all of that. And let's clear this up so I can make sure we're perfectly clear on this. I'm not saying that David Culley was your long-term answer. I'm not saying any of that. And I don't know if he can ever become the type of head coach that he always thought he would be and everybody said or they believed he could be and come in and try to raise a champion. I'm just saying, for the storm he had to sit in, come on, you deserve at least one offseason. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That was a pretty bad – I don't know what they call those – five on the Richter scale or whatever. It was a pretty good storm.
Category. You're a hurricane, right, Michael. Five hurricane.
Right. Category five. That's what they call them.
The
business is winning. Don't what you say. We got to figure out. We got to find out how to win. And teams have made quick turnarounds now in the league. It ain't like it used to be. Yeah. You have to go grind out 3, 4, 5 years before you can turn around. You can do turnarounds in 2 years now. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You go get you one of these hot coaches, you know what I mean, with this nice design, offense, whatever, where you got system beating systems, and that's what you're looking for. So even if I don't have the greatest talent, I'm relying on this system to beat their system and still win games. That's what you're talking about. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm just talking about a little lawyer teeth.
That's it. I'm going to pull that little corner right off that right there, little lawyer thing. Okay,
we can move on. The toughest jobs in the world, man. I tell people this all the time. Number one, I'm going to put POTUS. That's POTUS, President of the United States.
POTUS, yeah.
From 2 to 33 is NFL head coaches. I'm just that sitting there. Okay, well, which y'all
hey, say? Hey,
nobody
Michael. Michael, we learned which one pays better. David Culley's getting $22 million to go away. That's you got to admit that cushions the blow of this a little bit.
You know what? You're right, man. Let's move on. Why I'm feeling bad about it.
Thank you.
There it is.
You know what? You should have started with
I know.
I'm sitting there saying, how could they do the brother like that? He gave the brother $22 million. He all right. Y'all go ahead. I'll move on.
There we go. No, we're going to, hey, Mike, we are dropping the microphone right there. The Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. He's on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, and he's our Odyssey NFL insider, and he's brought to you by Driveway.com. Get to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Michael, you're the best. We'll talk to you next Friday, man.
Hey, all right, guys, man. All right, you guys are funny, man. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, take it easy. See you, Michael.
that part of it is big. And that's, again, that's another part. I don't know, man. I know there's – maybe I'm giving them too much airtime, like the people that think that you and I aren't crushing Casario and Easterby enough for this hire. It's a big part of it. I'm concerned about the fact that they guaranteed $22 million to David Culley if it was a bridge coach. The only thing that makes me feel good about them hiring David Culley is if they actually knew and thought he was a bridge coach. If they thought he was the long-term solution and that was the guy they hired and that's why they paid him like that, that makes me nervous.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.